Shalom. Today we're going to continue Birkat Shachianu part 7 about Kona Kelim Chadashim, which we already started last Sunday. So we saw that the concept of Kona Kelim Chadashim. So the Yerushalmi on page 5, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ba, Ol Sav Dover Chadoshim, El Afil Shkokim, Yil Heim Chadoshim. Rav Yaakov Bar Zivdi, B'Shem Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar, Kana Omer Baruch Shechiyonu, Kiman Yeron Lozman Hazeh. If you buy something, you say Shechiyonu. Nitan Lo, Omar Baruch Atov HaMeitiv. So this is a very interesting halacha, that if somebody gives it to you as a present, then you make Atov HaMeitiv. Because you get hana that you received the new suit, say, and the person who gave you the present also feels good. When you give someone a present, you also feel good. So two people are feeling good. So if you buy your own suit for yourself, then you make a shachiyonu. If someone gives it to you as a present, hatov hameitiv. So I discussed with Rav Abadi some question that we were discussing last week. What if it's your parents? Like say your parent is paying for the suit. Your parent is giving you the suit as a present. And I asked him both scenarios, whether you're so mechal shulchan aviv, or you're not so mechal shulchan aviv. Because maybe one could say that when you're so mechal shulchan aviv, that's more like not a present, that's part of the thing, a household. If not, so he thought either case, it would be like not so lov matana. So if your parent buys you a suit, so you can make, everybody put down, you can make hatov hameitiv. Because they get pleasure, they're giving you a present. And you're getting pleasure from wearing the suit. So that's what I told you. Everybody said if you, Rez Hashem, when you're Zocha to give your Kala an engagement ring, so you can tell her that she can make, everybody put that Atov HaMeitiv on, because Nita Lomba Matana, that she gets the pleasure of having the ring, and you get the pleasure of buying the ring. So there are a couple of nekudos here in this matter. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. On page 10. So Rabbi said to me, he thought Kol Zman that you still have the Simcha. In other words, when you buy something new, so you have a Simcha, I don't know how long it lasts. But after a while, you're still not excited about it anymore. Right? So when you get this new suit, first time, second time. But after a while, okay, now it's all given hug annoying. You know, you're already... So Kolzman, that Rabbi pointed out, Kolzman of the Simcha, you can continue making, not continue, you could still make a Shechiyonu if you had not yet made, the Shechiyonu. How far would we go?
That's my wife.
Yeah. How far? In other words, she got married 5 years ago. Would you still say, I don't know, where she, months. What?
5 months.
5 months. Okay, we'll have to think about it. We'll get back. So let's look in the Magen Avraham. on page 10, Sivkot and Ches. Well, first let's look in Shulchan Aruch, the Hay. Shulchan Aruch Hay says, Kodakelim Shabashashim, who the Rachel Baruch Hatov Ametiv, if Nosalom Matan Baruch Hatov Ametiv, Shatov Alo Ulanosi. So says the Rogan Avram Sivkot and Ches. Lo Ulanosi, Imam Kabal Oni, who tova lenosin shizikei Hashem Yisbarach momo laso staka. Shem kamo osher samech anosin shem kamo bimenu. Whereas if you give anani and matana, savada, the nosin is happy, he did a mitzvah of staka. And the mekabel, avada is happy, he's anani, he gets. But what if the mekabel is an osher? It says, still, Samech Anosin Shemekabel Mimenu, Favitov Gam Lanosin. So I'm happy. I'm still happy. Somebody's Mekabel or Matana that I give, so I'm still happy. So now the Mugget of Aram asked the Kasha, Vitzarchiyim, the Be'evan Ha'ezer Simchav Zayin Sivtes, Isa Dafka Ba'odim Choshev Yeshano Lanosin Shemekabel Mimenu. I'll read it to you. You have it, Evan Ezer? Of Zion Tess. Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. One volume out of the Shulchan Aruch. So what if normally the halacha is, by Kiddushin, the husband gives the wife the ring, right? What if the wife gives the husband? So that's not good, because the husband has to give the wife. But what if the husband is an Adam Choshev? The husband is a Choshev Choshev, and she gives him a present, and she says, it's Kachi Li, the Hana, that you're giving me, that you're accepting the present. So even though he's getting a present from her, but she's getting a hanoah that the Adam Choshev, so that's considered a good kedushin. So the question that the Magen Avraham is asking, that, but that only works if it's an Adam Choshev. If he's not an Adam Choshev, a regular Joe Shmo, so then if she gives him the thing and says, "Give me, I still have hanoah," it doesn't work. It's only the hanoah of an Adam Choshev is called hanoah. So how come over here we say if you give a matana to an ashir, so then he makes hatova meitiv because he's happy because he's got the matana, and the other person's happy because they gave him matana, but if he's not an adam choshev, so there's no hana of the makaba. I mean, that the Mekabel is giving her no. So here, he's a doctor, well, I'm choshev yesh her no, the no, since Mekabel menu. V'lav hachi harbe ashirim, choshev yodam Mekabel matanos. But you can have many rich people, choshev yodam Mekabel matanos, him kei mai hatova yesh lenosin. Kei kosev choshev mishpat, tzarechim. In other words, he's saying that by Hilchos Kedushin we paskin that it's only considered good Kedushin if the woman gives money to the man. It's good Kedushin because the man is considered, if the man is an Adam Choshev, so then when he accepts the Matana, he's giving her Hana. And that's because everyone agrees for Kedushin the man has to give something to the woman. So if he gives her the ring, fine, he gave her Kesef. But if she gives him the ring, the Lachor is no good unless he's an Adam Choshev, and his acceptance of the ring is a hanah to her, but that's only if he's an Adam Chashuv. So the question the Magen Avraham is asking is, how come Hilchas Shechianu we paskin that if that any guy who gets a matana from someone else, even if he's not an Adam Chashuv, he's considered giving hana to the nosing? So now the Makabal gets hana and the nosing gets hana, so you can make a tova meiting because they're both getting hana. But I thought that concept that a Makabal is considered giving hana to the other person is only if it's what? Adam Chashuv. That was the question.
It's not a great question.
Okay, but let's hear. This is the question. Now you want to give an answer?
No, I'm not giving an answer. It's not a good question.
Okay.
Okay,
new.
Well, no, I'm just saying that. Like, obviously, like any person, whether it's a question or not, the person is happy when you give something, and the person receives it and has a certain human feeling. The person is happy that he's able to give, and the other person is happy he's receiving. So whether a question or not, the person doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but the halacha is by kedushin that if the woman gives a regular guy, nobody knows of him, he's a regular guy off the street, she gives him...
But for him, relative to him, he's an
Adam Chashuv. Yeah, but Allah is not like that in Kiddush. That only certain people you give it to, if the woman will give money to the man, she'll be Mekudeshet B'Hanah, that he was Mekabel, only if he's an Adam Chashuv. Only if he's an Adam Chashuv. Not just... Stop. So the question is, how come over there only an Adam Chashuv, and here we say any man that receives a matana, so he from someone else, he can make a matana meitiv because he's getting hana, and the nosid is also getting hana, even though he's not an Adam Chashuv. That's the Magen Avraham's kash.
Maybe he's talking about different types of hana.
Oh, so okay, yeah. So you have to say what? That it's a different type of hana. In other words, it's not a hana that we can quantify as a shava pruta for kedushin. It's just a good feeling that's not necessarily worth a shava pruta. I mean, look, one could differentiate shechianu and kedushin. This is just a Magen Avraham Sarachian. No, we're talking about if the Makabel is an Oshir and the Nosim gives him something, so when the Makabel gets the Matana, he makes a Tova Meitiv. Because he's happy he got a Matana, and the other guy's happy he gave him a Matana. But normally, Lagabe Helchas Kedushin, it only works if you're an Adam Chashuv. So, obviously the answer has to be along the lines that you're saying, that Kedushin has more stricter standards of what's considered Shavius Hana for this purpose. But this is an interesting horror that the Magen Avraham is making. My Kedushin is like this. Normally the man gives the woman a ring. So she gives... The woman gives the man something. Man doesn't give her anything. The woman gives the man, and the man says back to her, "I'm mekadesh you with the hana that you got from the fact that I accepted your gift." So the halacha is, if he's an adam chashuv, that a person, an adam chashuv, accepts my gift, then I'm very ecstatic. So it's mekudeshes. But if the guy who accepted the gift, the prospective chassan, is not an adam chashuv, this is for kedushin. Ksub is a separate thing. This is in other words, under the chuppah, you give your wife a ring, harei mekudeshes li. So instead of him giving her the ring, she gave him the ring. Not a double ring ceremony. She gave him, and he was mekadesh her. And he says, I'm mekadesh you with the hanah that I'm giving you as a result of your being able to give me a present that gives you hanah, and that hanah is the kedushin. No, but if a woman gets married, it's fine, but it's only considered a hanoah of giving a matana if you are another chashuv. If you're another chashuv, so then right, so the din is only by a little chashuv is considered enough of a hanoah that, in other words, not every hanoah is enough to, hanoah has to have a certain shavus, so it's only considered shavapruta or something like that if the hanoah is from another chashuv. True, you feel good, but maybe that feeling good is not enough to quantify to make it considered a good condition. So Joseph Mogadavar is just pointing out, you could say it's not such a big question, like you said, but in Hilchas Shechianu, anyone who gives me a present, anyone who receives a present is considered giving Hanoah to the no saint that he could say Shechatova Meitiv. Even if the Mekabel is not a Adu Chashuv. So that's what Magen Avraham was just pointing out, that Hilchas Kedushin, it's different. He asks a question. You don't, maybe you don't have to ask as a question, you just say, it's just interesting to point out that apparently it has different Gedarim, that Hilchas Hanoah for Kedushin has a higher standard than Hilchas Hanoah for to make a tova meitiv that the no saint is also considered receiving hanoah by the fact that the mekabel was mekabel from it.
Just two questions. First one is, why can't we consider tzedakah
a matana? Meaning,
when you tzedakah, you give a poor person
$100.
He's happy, you're happy.
Right. So he says that's what he's talking about. Stock, I understand.
And you don't say problem.
No, you do.
So we should?
Because that's for sure everyone's happy. I did a big mitzvah. I did stock. I'm ecstatic. And of course, the Adi is happy. He gets to eat dinner tonight.
Why don't we?
Oh.
Why don't we?
Or why don't we, Lemaisa?
Yeah. It seems to fit into like everything we said.
So, Nechana, the question is, do you say this by money? Or you just say this by...
Well, you just said it's the whole thing's about simple.
Right. So well, we never find.
Simple,
right, that's a good question.
Maybe not.
One second. We're called a kingdom chadoshim. If somebody gives me a present of money, so I don't. You know, I mean, there's a concept of that person got a Yerusha. Yeah, take a look in base. Meisaviv mevarch, you know, a very, you know, interesting halacha. Meisaviv mevarch dayan ha'emes. Hayolom mamon sheyarsho imir lo'achim mevarch gamkin shechianu. Meish lo'achim mevarchim shechianu mevarch hatov ha'meitiv. So it's interesting. Because there, the halacha is he just has money, right? And yet,
and even though this tsar, you do say it,
right?
So,
how come? In other words, Baruch is asking a very good question. How come we don't find that? If you give tzedakah to an ani, what? If what? You don't feel happy. When you feel present, you feel happy. Well, you feel that you're happy when you give someone a present as opposed to just giving them money. See, most of us, when we give tzedakah, we don't give directly to the Ani anyway. Sometimes you do. Oh, we're going to talk about that in a second.
You guys are, thank you so much.
Yeah, but the Magen Avraham says, right, but when you...
Someone, are we looking for a reason why we don't say it, or is there possibly
that we're mistaken? Right, maybe we should. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should. I mean, I guess if an Ani gets a nice amount of money, and now he's gonna benefit, and maybe in a chanami. No, the receiver.
The receiver should stand over everything?
Yeah, it's always the receiver.
The giver came?
Even though the giver is getting hanoa, but the giver doesn't make the bracha. So there's a halacha when you, in Nosna Loba Batana, the Varcha Tova Meitiv, is the receiver makes that Tova Meitiv, not the giver. Yeah, but a kotel, you give. A dollar bill here, a dollar bill there.
It's not, I get it. Not that insignificant.
Right, but it could be. I want to look into it some more, but it could be maybe in a chanami. If you give him a...
My second question was, how do you define an adol pashut? Is that a chacham? Is it a rich person? Is it a person? I don't know. What's an adol pashut?
Yes, a bored person means an important person in the eyes of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may have a different Hesbronus, so it's really the other question, you know? Okay, it's not so relevant, La Lacha, because Lamaisa, we're not making Mekadosh and Isha that way anyway. Okay, and the Gabi the Bracha, we don't need an other question. So at the end of the day. But maybe in Hanami, if you would get a. If you'd win the lottery. Make a lot of.
It's like the state giving you a present. It's like the company giving you a present. Like you're the owner. In hope, but whatever.
Okay, so you'd make a bracha. Yeah. A what?
Reference the washer breaks down, and the guy in the shear knows how to fix the washing machine. He comes over and knows the toilet to fix the washing machine. Should make a toilet on
me. I don't think so, because that it's like.
Getting
hanoah, but not every hanoah. Only Caleb Kadoshim. If you get a new thing, maybe a new computer, buying a new computer.
If the shear board rather than a new computer.
You don't have to have a computer to have it.
Right, right. You have to know how to turn on a computer. Right. So, Kana Kelim Kadoshim. So, I mean, or Gadim Martana, so then the Chanami, then make a total basis. But I don't think any service that's done, you know, it has to be together a new thing, new money, new chavtza. Right, so we discussed last time, it's a machlokes. No, but it's the same because you don't have the same simcha because you had this suit. It's just you became a little bit overweight. So now you can't. So now you go to the tailor, he takes it out a little bit, and now you can wear it. That's not the same simcha when you're buying a new... Somebody called me up to Sukkos. They got a new sukkah. They got a new sukkah. I don't know if it was the middle of sukkah, the beginning of sukkah. They got a new sukkah. I want to know, when you buy a new sukkah, do you make hatova meitiv? New sukkah for your family?
It has to be obviously a new sukkah during sukkah. But every year's a new sukkah.
Yeah, for shneisim. But now you got new panels and a whole new sukkah. It's a new sukkah. Is that called Bayis Chadash? Bona Bayis Chadash.
What did Rabbi answer?
Rabbi, I spoke to Rabbi, but he thought not. He thought we don't find such a thing by a new sukkah. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's not as a binyan aroi. It's not. Even though you could be very excited about some chasenu, a new sukkah. Oh. But we have to see this other thing about mitzvahs level ahead of us in the new also.
Back to what Rebbe said earlier from Ramabadi, the Ramabadi passed that if someone, if a father dies and some gift, let's say a new suit, so then the son should say, I told him that I'm curious nowadays, let's say someone just wants to buy themselves a suit and they use my dad's credit card. So my dad's the one who's buying the suit, but he doesn't even know he's buying the suit.
The end of the month will find. So remember your shibboleth says the end of the month will find.
Yeah.
So in other words, what if you put on credit? So he didn't know about it, so he didn't have any. He didn't. Yeah, but somebody has to know about it. Let's take a look now in the Magen Avraham, page 10, Sifkot Mehei. So Kevim Chadoshim. So first he says, Loisi Nisharim Vezeh, he quotes the Rav Shri Ragon, that maybe you're never making Kevim Chadoshim because it's not something that's Bobby's Man Lizmah. Which Rabbi Berger pointed out is l'chor very shver because it's against the Mishnah. Rabbi Berger says, how can Rav Shri Ragon say we don't make it because it's not bon l'zman l'zman? But the Mishnah says kana kelim chadashim is more of a shechiyonu. So the Rav Shri Ragon is very difficult.
Would you have answered
what we're saying? Yeah, but the Pashim Mizman Lizman doesn't, Kelim Chadashim has nothing to do with Zman Lizman. That's a separate din of Shechianu. Nearly dafka kli tashmish, aval svarim chadoshim. Some people are more happy when they buy new svarim than they get new clothes. If I do a new sefer and beagleizing or something like that, I'm going to be much more happy than a suit. You know, whatever, you have to wear a suit, so you get a suit. But, you know, but if you see a new sefer and beagleizing, that's like.
What if you finish writing a
sefer? Oh, we'll see. So nearly dafka aval svarim chadoshim ainu b'varach. The mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So he says that you don't on svarim chadoshim you don't make a shechiyanu. Mitzvahs, we have a concept of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, which means that if I say I won't get hana from you, so then I'm allowed to use your lulav because that's not considered getting hana. So he wants to say the same thing. When I get a new sefer, it's a spiritual. One second. It's a spiritual hana. And since spiritual hanas don't count as hana, so therefore you don't make a shachianu when you buy a new svarim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And in svarim chadashim, you don't buy. You don't make shachianu. Oh, so Rav Yonason asks, we're making on the coming of Yontif. So what's the Magen Avraham saying that mitzvahs lav neznus nudus you can't make on svarim? Rav Yonason asks, but we make on Yontif, we make on lulav, we make on mitzvahs. So what is he talking about? In other words, the zman of the mitzvah came. He's saying that
there's now time for me to accomplish this mitzvah.
Right. In other words, I'm doing it on the zman, but not on the mitzvah itself. In other words, I'm doing it on this zman because this zman is significant because this is the zman of the mitzvah, but it's on the zman. But when you buy stam svarim from the svarim,
so this sefer now came into my.
Right, but that's what Rav Shri Gaon is saying, that L'chor is very shver what he's saying. Why should Svarim be different? So let's look at the Morg Tzia, because he argues with him. The Morg Tzia is written by Rav Yaakov Emden. Starts on page 50, let's see what page. Second. Another page. So take a look at the bottom of page 16. The last arrow on the left corner. The Konakel of Chadoshim, the Beinu was Zocha Befeirish, he Mivarach al Svarim Chadoshim Shekana. Words Rabbeinu means what? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain. Kamogim in the Sosa Mashmadol Ploy Bahachi. Mashmah that he, meaning what? That you do say. That he doesn't differentiate. He doesn't differentiate. Klola de Milsa, Komidi de Chaviva Ale de Inish, Bibarle Bruchi Shechianu. Anything that's Chaviv. For my Dekaimel on the Walker of Shrira. The Kol Shekait Asvarim. Hakdoshim, Kedoshim, she'en kli yokar v'chefetz yoser chavim mehem. Nothing. What's better than a new sefer? What else in life is there better than a new sefer? It's true. Yeah, I can tell you from experience. Umagan Avram Khasav Venerali. The Ain Lavar Hasvam Khadashim. The Ritz is Lav Lahendis Nitsu. Page 17. Fame Vakim Rak Alaboim is Man Lazman. I can't dwarf. Yadati Laze Inyan Khan. He says he doesn't know what this has to do with anything. The Hecha Amrina Mitzvah Lav Lahendis Nitnu. He got me Hamudar Hano Mechavero. Because Mitzvah Lav Lahendis Nitnu means. I say I'm not going to get Hanom from my friend. Shatokei lo tkiya shel mitzvah. Rutikavasa.
Just a barrier.
The Inyan hu shel mitzvahs eim behem tovas hanol labaylim. Ki ilu vitru v'nitlu lamuda dover misholahem. Shena mitzvah sholahem. V'ein lach zik tova ba'at kiya mitzvah shagorim l'chaveru. He called Holy Shalom Rim Zevazet. The Chayavim Zevazel Azra Bekiyuma Mezu Hanah Shalom. Whereas it's not considered that he's giving me Hanah, that he lends me his Lulav. Because the Torah, in other words, if I lend you my spoon, so I'm doing some. I'm a nice guy. I'm lending you my spoon, but here, by lending you my lulav, the Torah's mechayev me in that. The Torah's mechayev. That's the Chol Yisrael Avreim v'zeh v'zeh. I'm not necessarily mechuyev to see that you have a spoon, but I'm mechuyev to see you have a lulav. So therefore, if I'm giving you the lulav, it's not that I'm being mehana you. Shukvan shtabed bekach migzeres melech mushmaze parsina. So it's not considered getting hanor from the guy you borrowed the lulav. Ach eich efshar lomar she'ein simcha v'hanor magas l'nefesh mi mitzvahs v'lo ein shom simcha gedol v'hanor reva l'nefesh yosir v'hanor v'ayavr shemigil ele b'pkudeh shem yishorim. What do we have more hanah in this world than... You can't say you don't have simcha when you're doing a mitzvah. If I care, that's against everything, all the svarim. Of course you have simcha. Simcha shal mitzvah. Mitzvah slav lehenos nidnu means... doesn't mean I don't get hanah and I don't get simcha. But it's not considered that you did me a toiva when you give me, because you're mechuyev to do it anyway. Words, I can't get hanah from you, then you can't be a toivah for me, that you're doing on the goodness of your heart. But if you're mechuyev from the Torah, because the Torah says, Kol Yisrael areim zeh lezeh, so I have to shake lulav myself, and I have to make sure my neighbor also shakes lulav, so the Torah's mitzvah in me, wasn't my doing. So then, I'm not considered getting hanah from you as a person, because the Torah just said you have to do it. If you decide to give me the cookies that your wife baked, so that's you're giving me something you didn't have to do for me. Then Meshubat, you gave me something. But if you just give me lulav, that the Torah said you have to give. But the cookies that your wife baked, and I'm not who you have to give me. But you decided to give me. Oh, so one second. So that's what he's saying. Kalvachom the Svarim. Svarim for sure. These who tarte levalius, so the chavivim lenefesh, the chorus ruach gam leguf, bios hanosam tuli gam ke bedover gashmi. Fakir, svarim is the most. You get a new sefer, you're excited. So why not? So samech venene berias hasvarim viyofik sivosam vekishurim madul on avaruch aleh. Yeah, Kainikr. So I don't know. I mean, the minig is most. I didn't ask you about Rabbi's opinion. I'll ask you, Bez Hashem. But I mean, the minig people usually. I don't know. I mean, people are not so makbid to make it on clothing either. So maybe they should, you know, should be more makbid. The question is, you buy a nice new set of svarim and you're happy about it. So.
They reprint the sefer that went out of print.
Yeah, sefer you tried to get it ready for 20 years, and they finally, like if you get a Lekach V'Alibuv from Noam Casper, you know.
It was out of season.
Right, it's out of season, come back. Anybody bar gracious. So we have to look into this, I don't want to give you a final conclusion here.
Right, we also say that Morphia, books as far more so common in that time. You think that the printing press is what have you, so maybe there's a degree of sinful action getting safer nowadays.
Right, in other words, you could say what Judah Rosenbaum was saying is that Zman, you know, it's interesting that Rav Shechtel's point that Mor Kasiya had his own printing press. You know, that's time of interesting point. But he's saying that, you know, before this generation, a sefer came, once in a Yovel there was a new sefer. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Beigleisen, I think, says, I'm not sure I'm quoting exactly, but at least like 50 new svarim come in the store weekly. And then the first thing he does, of course, is set aside one of each to send to the YU library. He claims the YU library is his best customer. I thought I was his best customer. But he says, no, because the YU library is his best customer. There was a very nice article you can read in Mishpacha magazine about the history of Beigleisen.
In any case, even if
we don't
understand what the Rebbe said, why he said it, do we have to be
cautious
to his, like,
thinking
not
say Bachos Avik, Bachos Yeah. So I will have to be more to that.
But
it comes out, right. It comes out as the Machokas here between the Mogad Avram and the Mor Kasiya. Where the Mogad Avram is usually, look, Rav Shech always said the Mogad Avram was considered the Posek Achron in Orach Chaim. That was the tradition. That before the Mishnah Berurah was written, a Yid, a Rav, a Posek, he learned Shulchan Aruch, Mogad Avram, Pri Megadim, and that's how we pass him. Today we have a whole new thing, but I'll ask everybody his opinion this new svarim. But I'll tell you the next question that the Mark Seal raises is when you got a new position. Rabbi Danny Stern told me when Rabbi David Cohen from Brooklyn, his son, got a position, a rav in Passaic. So they had a Malava Malka, and the father, Reb David Cohen from Flatbush, came to the Malava Malka, and he was Mesupuk whether he should say Shechiyanu or on his son's appointment as a Rav. But then there was a grandchild that was just born, a granddaughter, that he hadn't seen for the Assume was a granddaughter. We'll talk about that next week, Rez Hashem. So then he made Shem Malchna Shechiyanu on the granddaughter. Or whatever it was. That's a chiddush. We'll discuss what the halach is, or, you know, in other words, on seeing his granddaughter for the first time. That's next week's shiur. The difference between having boys and having girls, and how we view each one. But he says over here, so that's what he says. So I think Shazacha Adam Hogan, a royal Allah's Lakdula, the Sabana Paris Alatsibur, but some Shamayim. What he should make. The Das HaMokum Vabriyas Nochei Meru, Yeshu Levarach Shechiyanu. Afilu hu ben sheyarsh gedulas avoso kidin Torah. It was, what if, you know, the old days, you used to yarshin, you know, this is a whole discussion, you would yarshin a rabbanis. Yerusha of the rabbanis, in the rabbinical position. There's a whole tshuva about this, about being yarish your father's rabbanis. So it says the same thing. You yarshin your father's rabbanis, legally, kedin Torah, Okay, this is it. Okay, so this is not pashut even. Whether we should pass it like this, this more tzia. If you look at the Piskei Tshuva back in the Shulchan Aruch, what page was the Shulchan Aruch on?
10.
So look at the Piskei Tshuva, in the Shari Tshuva rather. Yud, Sifkot Yud. Ayin ber hektiv, Masha Kosov Mivarech al Svarim, Radvaz Kael Gimel Kosov Mivarech, Kei Kosov, so the Radvaz says to make it, and the Morak Tzia. Achlo Nogu Kein. Achlo Nogu Kein. The Minig is, somehow the Minig is not to make it. That's clearly that the Minig is not to make it.
Finish him up.
If in Gomar Sefer B'Ksiva, the Chiddush Torah, Kol Shekein B'Hatpasa, so Kosev Morak Tzia Sheyivarch. Morak Tzia says, Morak Tzia, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, is very into making Shechiyonah. Whenever there's a, you know, the new Sfarim, or you write Sfarim, or.
Is he a Chassid?
There's Rabbi Yaakov Emin, the son of Chacham Tzvi.
That's supposed to say yes or no?
Machzik bracha, tassif shivach, lo shem malchus. Shechayim hodos l'shem al shidikei ulukah. Val gedulei tshuma v'gmer ha'pasa sefer darsh v'rab l'shavei ha'shem shazach l'kah k'mo shkosem sefer b'ni yunitim. K'en imol gedulei shen esmana ha'nei sa'urav k'y yoksi yishkem k'y l'vach lo shem malchus. So then he says maybe you should just make it without shem malchus. Because these ideas that like Rabbi Berger points out, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says if you, because maybe they were only masakin it on something physical. But l'chor is farim is something physical. See, Rabbi Berger thought, you know, it's a chiddush to him that it could extend it beyond clothes. He thought the pashup shot was only clothes, but clearly even the poskim, at least the achronim, Rabbi pointed out to Mr. Brewer, that it's not only clothes, you buy a new computer or something that you're happy about or something like that, you make a shechiyonu even if it's not clothes. Because mehechi takes you to be mechalik. Why is clothes, you know? It could be because Ma'am Chazal, that was something, you know, they didn't have all these different Kalim that we have today, of gadgets, what is it?
Gadgets.
All these gadgets, yeah.
Back then, you had like a good winter coat that could be, there was everything, as opposed to maybe a safer, and then wasn't such a big, I mean, it's a big deal, but not like a coat, especially through the winter.
Right, so if you get a new coat, then you make it, you make it, bro. And if your father-in-law gives it to you as a present, then you can make that.
Would you say Mishael Malchus, what the Gemara in the Durham says? Shatani, like, Me'yield, I think Rod used to say that?
Yeah.
Did you say that Mishael Malchus?
I don't think anyone says that.
Can you? Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Yes,
I
can't, so.
I don't know. It's not done.
A lot of things are not done.
Right. Okay. Now, let's see the tshuva. Good. Of the halachas ketanos. Yeah. What is it? Right. Right. In other words, we're in a rich society, so we don't we're not misspoiled so much by things. That's probably how the minhag became. Why people? But it's interesting. Was the Magen Avraham already said that lo no, lo nagu kain by clothing? And he has to come on to something that they're following Rav Shrira Gaon, which Rabbi Berger pointed out as a Pella, because Rav Shrira Gaon is against the Mishnah. So certainly in our society today, when we're not as excited about, was in a certain sense was spoiled.
I'm saying prices have gone up, things, or there are new things that make you happy. It doesn't really change. This is all relative. What made you happy before doesn't make you happy today. There are new things that make you happy.
Right.
Nothing changed.
Okay. Take a look at Halachas Ketanos. Page 14.
I think that's an agreement.
It's like last time the Talmud was making a world on a Ferrari.
For what?
It sounds like last time the Talmud was making a
world
on a Ferrari.
For a car. A new sports car, you think? Yeah. I told you, when we got our car, everybody said we should make a Tova Meit. It was for the family. A car for you're a married person, you have a family. Rabbi said that's Mustama Atova Meit. But he told me that a single fellow, even though he's a nice guy and gives rides to his friends, but he should just make a Shachiyana. But a married fellow with a family, so then.
What about a single taxi driver?
So then he could do.
Could he say Atova Meit?
You mean he buys his taxi?
A single taxi driver. It's his own car and his cabin.
And he uses it. For his family? Oh, he's single, you say?
He's single.
A single taxi driver.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if you pay for a taxi, you're still happy that he's here and he's going to take you somewhere.
I don't know, probably just the Shachiano. Because he's just doing this for himself. It's not like just to make money. It's for his own. I don't know, but I have to think of things, but it's. It's only for other people's benefit also.
True, God, you're a taxi driver.
Yeah, okay, I never thought of this child before.
Have
see.
Well,
our minhag is not until you. There was the Shulchan Aruch says kana, but we paskin, we saw last week, that it's only when you use it. And the Mamma Mordechai says the same thing like pre chadash, that even though Mikra din is the Riya, but Dikra I know we get from the Achila, so we wait till the Achila, so the same thing over here. Right, so then you wouldn't make anything. I don't think you're right. Leasing a car is not buying a car. Right?
You happy you have it?
Yeah, happy you have it. I'm happy the sun is shining today. You know? I'm happy to be in this, you know, to be here today. But we don't. Chachamim were masakin, only special shachiyonos, special things. Renting an apartment, right. Oh, bro.
Would you make two brachas on a bias chadash because when you move in and then when you pay off the mortgage, you make another bracha?
Pay off the mortgage.
Well, when you move in, you wouldn't say because it's like leasing.
You bought it, now you owe the bank.
It's like leasing a car.
But leasing to buyers.
Because you're leasing to buy, you're basically leasing.
I can't imagine you'd make two brachas.
So you read the brachas when you move in.
That's what I would think. Because you bought the house, now you have bank money.
But it's a big simple
one. Right, it probably is. I remember when I was in Toronto once, I saw a picture of Rabbi Rosenzweig, his father. He was a rabbi in Toronto, the picture burning the mortgage. They finally, the mortgage, the picture burning the mortgage. Okay, so the Lachas Ketanas writes, what about Kol Shabonu or Shekonu Beis Knesses in Mevarchim? So it says, Shuva Yamod Hashatz V'Yivarch B'Kol Ram Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So you make Tov HaMeitiv. That's what they did. I told you, they did here on the Gluck building. When they had the ceremony of the Gluck building, that's President Joel who made that Tov HaMeitiv. But they couldn't make a bracha. I think when he was putting up the mezuzah, he made that Tov HaMeitiv. Nothing to do with the mezuzah, but it was part of the. He says, "V'im nistar v'chazur benohu v'nira nami devarchem t'ponim chadoshes b'olukan." Ma'adu teima hayachrisu v'kol hashmo v'odomi v'mochar v'chazur v'tana. Well, if it's nistar, then chazur benohu. Like I remember, I spent summers in the Young Israel Brookline in Boston. And then the shul was burnt down. Right? One day the whole shul burnt down. The shul that I used to learn in Yom and Belila, burnt down. Then they built a whole new beautiful shul. Nothing, didn't look anything like the other shul. So if, I don't know what they did, but then there's room to say that you make another bracha. Parim Chadoshos Ba'alukhan. But that's not the same as macha because of a kana. In other words, if you had something, you had a car, and then you had to sell it, and now you bought it back, the same car, right? So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you don't? Beish kam gimel gimel. This is not so much. What does it say? On page. One second. Right, but Lomar Chazan Vulkim, Machron Chazuk Nam, that you don't. What do you think?
Why is the notion down made on marriage?
On marriage. Right. So I was speaking with Rabbi Bali about the marriage ring, and you know, he said, could be he meant the same thing about the marriage itself, as this person doesn't know. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? You know. Right, but you kind of something, I guess if you kind of something, so you're not chosher what the computer's not, you know, marriage as much as we know is much a more complicated thing for it to work than when you just buy a car, right? So I guess they were, that's, you know. Right, at least you married somebody, and then.
Right.
So I mean, Chazal, I guess one was sakim. And I guess like that's what Rav Avadi was saying. A person, you know, halvai everything should work out, but I guess, you know, it's still not. That they want to.
She's also, I mean, obviously, she indicates that she's also exemplary in everything.
Right. In other words, we make a Birkas Erisin, even though she could say no under the chuppah. Right? He can say Erim Kadoshes later, and then she can say no. Right? And yet we still make the bracha.
That's the reason why we flip the order of the brachas.
But we don't.
Yeah, we do. We say it after. We don't say it over last
year. Yes, we do.
We do say it.
Yes.
Even if it's totally Bahadas.
Yeah, you have to go to more weddings.
Sure.
Yes, sure. Better come. I have a wedding this afternoon. You can come. That's the Rivet. There's one there's Shita. What? The Rivet Shita. But we pass go like the Rambam.
We go the regular way?
We go the regular way.
When Rebbe says that, like, Chazal was talking, are we saying that, like, we're assuming that Chazal dealt with every single possibility possible, and nothing
can
come up.
No, new things can come up, but we still have to use the principles that they set forth. Yeah. Well, so there's a tshuva in Mechasam Sofer, starting page 19, going over to page 20. He talks about this shaila about on a shul. Look on page 20, paragraph begins Zoshenis. V'yom chinuch beis hakneses hakdosha shenisraf v'nivne al kila. So unfortunately, I've seen in my lifetime several shuls that have. The shul in Brookline, you know, Gizul Brookline, that was an electrical fire. That was not arson. But I know other shuls that was mamish arson. So the same thing he's talking about over here. Yom chinuch beis hakneses hakdusha shenisraf v'nivne al tila k'divrei hatov ha-meitiv. So we're going to Reis Chodesh. We're out of Mishtatim, we're Baruch HaTov. We need Mogen Avram, because of the Konech's farm, Baruch Shachiyanu, Mitzvah Zlav Menos Bittu. Mitzvah Zlav Menos Bittu. Mitzvah Zlav Menos Bittu. Mitzvah Zlav Menos Bittu. And others disagree, right? Because of Sharmam, Pauling, Chayn Shuvah Sardvaz, Baruch Tziya, Savach, Ikruchia, Ma'in Yam Lav Lehenos Nidnu Lekan. Velashi, Baruch, Tzas, Maisi Raya, Mirashi, Perkeitza, Baruch. Rashi Kesev Bavarchim talks about a Kohen that's bringing the Korban Mincha. Or someone else. So what should you do? So he says, well, there was somebody, his name is Rav David Strois, Av Bezdin, and they built a new shul in Frankfurt, the Main. Shanasami, Franklin Zarash, Reisknesses Yanki Hashemot David, Sehischio Vaivar David, Das Hashem, Laine Kol HaKahal, Vayoma David, Ruch Ata Hashem, Olkein Mal Chalom Shachiyanu. There's psukim, he said. I don't know if that helps, because it's, Rabbi Berger pointed out. Why does it really help you saying different than the pasuk? So what's the pshat? So he wants to say pshat in the Magen Avraham. Yesh lomar k'tzas kavadus Magen Avraham pimash based on the Marshal. Marshal says, Sukkah, Chol mitzvah shelo kovu bracha ala mitzvah atzma, ein mevarchem ala shechianu. Right, in other words, if you want to see the marshal, take a quick look. And I'm here, and on Sukkah Dav Mem Vav, page 3. So it says, if you see in there Chanukah, you make a bracha. So how come, right, there's a din of roa, Birkas HaRoa by Ner Chanukah. So what about a Sukkah? If I see a Sukkah, do I make a bracha? So he says, no. And then he says at the end, Oj Yesh Lefarish, Dein Levarach, Vesakim Leroa Bracha, Sheina Osem Levarach. In other words, by Ner Chanukah, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, there's a bracha Shosa Nisim, that if you're lighting, you make. So they co-opted that bracha and said that when you roe, you make that bracha Shosa Nisim. Because that's not a new bracha, that's a bracha that the Madlik also makes. So they said, okay, you can't be Madlik, you're only a roe, so you make that bracha. But they're not going to make a new bracha for a roe, so they can't make Leisha Basukah. If you see a sukkah, you're not sitting in it. So you can't make Leisha Basukah because you're not being Leisha Basukah. And Chazal weren't masakin any other bracha. So Mamelawat, there's no bracha in the roa of a sukkah. But Chanukah looked out that there's a second bracha to Chanukah. So that bracha of Chanukah, Shasa Nisim, you can make. So the Marshal wants to know, but what about Shechianu? What about Shechianu? Well, why doesn't the roa at least make Shechianu? Right, on seeing the sukkah. So that's what he writes, the Marshal. Whereas you're not going to make a shechianu on a mitzvah when there's no bracha on the mitzvah. So there's no bracha on Riyas HaSukkah, so they're not going to make a shechianu on Riyas HaSukkah. If there would be a bracha on the Riyah, then you can make a shechianu also. But since there's no other bracha, so it says the Chasam Sofer, go back to the Chasam Sofer now, it says maybe that's pshat in the Magen Avraham. In other words, we have simcha of a mitzvah. Of course there's simcha of a mitzvah. But they didn't... They didn't make a bracha on simcha shel mitzvah. So basically Chazal decided that any bracha which is a bracha on the mitzvah itself, then you can make a shechianu also. So Mamela, that's what he's saying. So Mamela wants. So there's no bracha on buying svarim. So then there's no shechianu. And that's prat in the Magen Avraham. Mitzvahs lav le'enas nidnu. If they weren't misakein a separate shechianu on a mitzvah, if Chazal weren't misakein a bracha on the mitzvah. So then maybe one could say that on a new shul, you shouldn't make a shechianu because there's no bracha on building a shul. So since they weren't masaki and a bracha on building the shul, so maybe there's no shechianu. But he says, mikol mokom, that's only by shechianu. But by tova meitiv, so then maybe that you can make. That's it. So that's talking what they did, but that's what the Halachas Ketana says you should do. You can make a Tov HaMeitiv, you can't make a Shechiyonu. He says, and that's he's giving a new pshat in the Magen Avraham, the Kasim Sofer is saying. That the pshat in the Magen Avraham is that they were never misakin a bracha on the Simcha Shel Mitzvah only when Kazal misakin a bracha on that mitzvah, then there could be a Shechiyonu in that mitzvah alone. But the Kazal were never misakin Shem Mela, that's why buying Sfarim, there's no bracha. That's what he says, Shem the Magen Avraham. Even though you're happy, like the Baruch Tzia asked, but the Maisa Chazal were Mersaki and a bracha on buying Sfarim. Shem Mela, there's no Shechiyonu in that as well. Something they were Mersaki in, like the Lulav, they were Mersaki in a bracha. That's Rav Yonason's question. They were sakin a bracha on lulav, so then they were sakin a shechiyonu also. But to make a shechiyonu on something that they weren't sakin a bracha b'chlal, that we don't do. So that's what it says. Well, so one could question, how could you make a shechiyonu new shul? So you want to make a chalek that maybe Atova made it was different.
It's just a historical reality.
The what? So that's why they. What if somebody wrote a scroll or something like that?
I'm just saying it wasn't Batsui.
Okay, we'll look into this more. The Ezra Shem, next week I have the packet ready. The next packet, the Ezra Shem, is about birth. Venom. What bracha do you make for a son, a daughter? What's the difference between a son and a daughter? Why should there be a difference between a son and a daughter? Interesting topic. So, okay. When we change the clocks, Rabbi said, then we'll be davening Mincha Sunday also here. So we'll daven for other opportunities.